This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I am Eric.
And I am Marco.
Yes, it's not Dennis. It's Marco you're listening to. Marco Pareto. He's one of the managers at Tab. And he's come in to help me with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns and try to fill the shoes of Mr. Halnan there. You're doing a good job, Marco.
Trying my best.
Yep. We know you would. And so feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And everything we talked about has been posted over to our Facebook page and to our Twitter. We will get to the website later. Marco's got to read the SOP on that.
That's right.
But let's get to your calls. You're nice enough to join us. We're going to go to Ron in Southington next. What's going on, Ron?
Good morning, you guys.
Morning.
Great morning. Show.
Thanks.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So I had my internet service with Cox Cable, and at the end of the month I called them to cancel. They're saying it takes 30 days notice to shut off the internet.
30 days, huh?
30 days. Now, my question for you is, can't they just do that from their office, or do they still have to come out and climb the pole?
No, they don't have to do anything with any poles. They could turn it off at any time. Because they can prorate it when they turn it on. Why can't they prorate it when they turn it off?
Yeah, so I end up paying for an extra month, and coincidentally, my discount ended as soon as I canceled the service. So my last bill is more than my bill used to be.
That's about right. Yeah,
that's what I figured. But you guys talk about this stuff all the time, and I just wanted to give them a little bad publicity, I guess.
Yeah, there's nothing that they need to do beyond, you know, terminate your account and that's it. I mean, and if you're renting equipment, they just may ask you to bring it back.
Right.
And that's all it.
Definitely do that, too. Bring it back because, man, if you don't bring it back, you're going to find a collection agency hitting you in 4 or 5 months later because they're like, you didn't bring it back. So make sure you bring that stuff back.
Okay, I will. Yeah. All right, you guys, thank you very much. Like I said, great show. I enjoy it very much.
Thanks. Hey, Ron, what did you choose for internet?
I'm up in the air right now because I'm still in the process of moving. So the GoNetSpeed people are around. I'm probably going to go with them.
Good. Yeah, I think you'll definitely like that service, and it's going to be lightning fast and less expensive.
Yeah, so. That's what I hear. That's
all right. Hear. Sounds good, Ron.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You got it. Isn't this frustrating, you know, 30 days notice, but they will prorate you when you come on board.
Yeah, actually, this is the first time I hear about it. I've never used that company before for internet, so but that is kind of strange because they should be able to terminate that immediately.
Right at the date. Same thing with like your electric bill, right? If you want to finally get out of that, you turn it, you terminate it, they turn it off. They don't bill you 30 extra days of electricity use.
Right.
I mean, even in Connecticut, they figured that out. That's crazy. So I don't know. What are you going to do? So four lines open. Feel free to get in line. 860-522-9842 is the number. As we wait for your calls, there's another news story I wanted to bring up. So generative AI is a lawsuit waiting to happen to your business. So I had folks over just last night at my house, and we were talking about how much Copilot is used and AI is used to come up with things. The problem is you could be asking the AI to create public-facing communications for your company, like a logo or promotional copy or even an entire website. And those materials could actually be copywritten from somebody else because the AI goes out and scrapes it from the internet. And there's nothing, it's very difficult. I mean, Cloudflare and other companies are trying to protect your websites from AI scraping. But these AI models could have grabbed, let's say you're a brand new plumbing company and you want a plumbing logo. Well, it grabs somebody else's plumbing logo because it's out there and creates one for you. Now you can be sued when they're like, hey, cease and desist. I mean, look at Disney. I mean, Disney, you can't use any Disney, anything. I mean, heck, probably my saying the word Disney, they're probably going to come after me. So that's the thing. You got to be careful. This generative AI is not, it's basically like the song says, it's all been done before. It's not coming up with anything new. It's regurgitating stuff that's been done before and trying to assimilate it, and it's something that may be new, but it doesn't even care if it is or isn't. Right, Marco?
Right. So interesting story about AI overall and the usage of AI.
Yeah.
So definitely it's a great tool.
Oh, of course.
And it also depends on how you use it, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're a business owner, if you're at a company, be very, very careful how you're using AI. And I'm going to give you this example because this is true and this is something that happened. So there was a programmer from Samsung that was trying to figure out what was going on with their code and why not. Mm. And he went to OpenAI, like a ChatGPT.
Yep.
And he put the code, which is actually, copyrighted and
Samsung
all the stuff,
code
into ChatGPT. ChatGPT provided an answer.
Yeah.
Now, that code became part of the learning thing from ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm.
And someone on the internet asked some questions and provided code that was preparatory for Samsung to this other company.
Right.
Samsung tried to litigate this, and they lost because it was one of their employees that took what was, let's call, trademark and copyrighted code and put it out in the public.
Right.
So as a business owner or somebody, you're working a business, just be very cautious on how you use the AI because you could be compromising your own company depending on what kind of data you're putting out there. So use the tool, but be smart, be general. Don't use it for things that they're very sensitive to your business.
Yeah, like Kentucky Fried Chicken, right? And that recipe was like 17 spices and herbs, but they would never tell you what it was. I bet you now we could actually go to AI and everyone's already put it in there.
Right.
No, that's a good point. So, and the other thing is your ideas, right? You have an original idea, let's say, and you put it into ChatGPT or these things, and you ask it to help you fill in this idea. Now it knows your idea.
Right. That is true. I mean, the way I use ChatGPT is for like general maintenance stuff. Like, hey, I hear this in my truck. What can you say might be my problem? So I'm going to say, oh, you know, you have an issue with the belt or you have an issue with your clutch, whatever.
Yeah.
So those are the things that I try to use it. It's nothing in there that, you know, it's going to really, like if somebody said, oh, Marco was searching for this, it's not going to really be a problem.
Right. Well, when I was talking to another person who was talking about how they punched up letters, right? So they have correspondence they have to send out back and forth. So they wrote the letter and then they put it into ChatGPT to have it, or Copilot to have it punch it up, make it sound better. Because you can actually prompt it to actually have it sound like a fourth grader or have it sound like a PhD, right?
Right.
The problem is you put the letter in there. So what was in the letter could have information about people who may or may not want that public. And so now that letter, whatever that letter was about, whether it be about, you know, this organization or that person, you've asked ChatGPT or whatever to actually punch it up, it now knows all about it.
Right.
And so then you happen to search on that person or that topic, and now it starts spitting out information, and you're like, that's interesting. I didn't ask you that, but I didn't know about that person's scenario or that organization's problem.
Right. Interesting, too, is and I know that we briefly talked about this, and it's just even to your point earlier about how you could be liable for definitely copyrights or things like that. But there's right now, there's no laws that say that you can use, you know, AI for this.
Mm-hmm.
And quite interesting, though, is the story that this happened where there's somebody who was building his own AI. And the only reason that he got in trouble about, because he uploaded thousands upon thousands of book into this AI.
Yeah.
So he got sued for using all these books into his AI without permission.
To train it.
Right. The only reason that he actually lost in court was not because he used the books without permission.
Mm-hmm.
It was because he illegally downloaded the books, and that is where he got caught. So as you can see, there's no even that copyright issue, because apparently you can just use the books if you buy them, and you don't need to pay any royalty to those that created that.
Amazing. Amazing, Marco. All right, let's get to your calls. Joe in Litchfield wants to talk about device security. What's going on, Joe?
Hi. Good morning, Eric. Okay, this is I have a HP Pavilion 360 laptop, and I use it just for banking and for financial matters only. I don't have any emails or anything on it. So, but I just had an update done by Windows. This is I have Windows 11 on it.
Nice.
And looking through. I have been noticed it showed under security, it said your core isolation. I've been laughing. I see these terms because I said, what is that? You know, it's supposed to keep your device safe by protecting the Windows kernel.
Hmm.
Mine is in the off position. They want it on. Should I put it on?
So your core is exposed, Joe. And I'm told by my sons, I'm told by my sons when I swing my club, I'm supposed to engage my core more. So you have to isolate your core here when it comes to Windows 11. I would contend you would want that turned on. Mark, are you double checking that?
Yeah, I'm trying to double check that. I guess it's the device driver that is preventing the activation of that core isolation memory integrity within an HP computer. So I guess this happens because that the memory integrity, which is a feature within Windows, it requires the driver to be compatible with that.
And it can't do it if it's not compatible.
Right.
And actually, I remember this now. Dennis has talked about this, Joe. He's had this issue himself on one of his personal machines. So you, if you isolate that core with an incompatible driver, it may not. Something might break. Maybe it's your audio, your video.
Well, you know, when you mention that, because I was trying to get onto one of my sites with this and lately, and it's because it says it's request denied, And I'm thinking, what? What do you mean it's denied? Why can't I get on this site, you know?
Well, that has something nothing to do with this, but what happened?
What happened?
Yeah, when it's denying you access, how, did you ever get on?
It says request denied. It just won't let me. It blocks me from going in onto the site. Well, this is a it's a government site.
Mm.
It's a one that I use, you know, to access some information.
Yeah.
Which I need, but I did. I had to go on to it. I had to get off of Mozilla. I had to go over to the Google
Chrome.
Site, so that's what I used to finally get on it. So
yeah.
I thought it must have been like Mozilla blocking me out.
Yeah, it's correct? Some sort of setting within your browser is not acceptable to that site, so it wanted you to use a different browser, in this case, Chrome.
Yeah, that's what I used, correct.
Right. Now, for your driver issue, the best thing that you can do is go to the device manager on your computer. So if you click on the start menu and just start typing device manager, it will come up. So you click on that, and what you want to do, once you have the device manager window open, span everything in there, and there should be something in there that has like a exclamation mark, like in Jell-O. And
in Jell-O?
Yeah.
Like Jell-O pudding?
Yeah, that's right. So once you identify that with that warning icon on it, what you want to do is you can do two things. One, you can do a right click on it and say remove device. And then what you want to do is reboot your computer.
Yep.
It is going to try to reinstall that driver. If it reinstalls it, double check it again to see if it still has that exclamation mark or not.
Right.
If it does, what you want to do then at that point, once you identify what that driver is, let's say if it was the video card as an example,
right?
Then you go to the website for the actually, you can try two ways. One, you can go to the HP website because you said it was an HP computer, and you can find for the latest driver for that particular device,
right?
And install it and see if it resolves it. If it doesn't, then you can go to the manufacturer website and find the latest driver that they have, which may be different what HP has.
That's true.
And install it and see if that works.
Or don't engage your core.
That's right.
Don't engage your core.
All right, Joe.
That sounds like a better idea.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it.
All right.
I'll try that. One other thing.
Well,
we
got to go.
Ransomware.
I got to put you on hold if you want to add another question, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'll put Joe on hold. We're going to put him on hold and get to your calls, too. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842, and be careful of the yellow Jell-O.
Yeah, I love pudding.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, we are back. And we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. And Joe had a second question. So let's see if we can get Joe back. You there, Joe?
Yes, sir. I am. Okay, this is probably more basic. Ransomware protection. When I was in the security area, also it showed a flag on this one. It says, mine is off. They wanted me to set it up a OneDrive for the file recovery case of ransomware attack.
Yeah.
Should I?
Well, see, that's an interesting tack they're taking. They are just desperate, they being Microsoft, to get your data on the cloud as fast as they can.
Maybe I shouldn't then.
Well, here's the thing. Not that you're doing anything wrong, but the point is, once your data is out there on the Microsoft cloud, it is out of your control.
Uh-oh.
And there are whole countries who don't look at that favorably. Because the thing about when you put your data somewhere else, if someone else, no matter what they might be, whether they're government or whoever, who else wants to access it, they can ask Microsoft, hey, can we see what Joe's doing on his account? They can actually ask Microsoft to give that up and not even notify,
really?
And they won't even notify you. Not that you're doing anything wrong, Joe. So back up your data to something that's air-gapped, like an external hard drive or some sort of device that would be unable to be touched by ransomware. But for them to call it ransomware protection, go ahead and put your stuff on the OneDrive. We've seen tons of issues with clients losing data on the OneDrive because, believe it or not, you need to back that up, Joe. And synchronizations go poorly. You thought it synchronized. Now the data's not there anymore. Have a good day.
I agree with you, but I don't have anything to save on this computer. The only thing I go in here for is to go to my accounts.
Right.
And then when I close them, the accounts, I go back in anytime, open the accounts, and I get the information from the source.
Right.
You know, that I'm in. Say it's Social Security. Say it's the bank. I just access. So I don't have anything to save here.
Then don't turn it on.
Yeah. There you go.
That's simple.
You answered that one nice and simply. I like that.
All right. Very good.
I appreciate very much your help. Where is Dennis today? I feel sad that he wasn't there.
It's an undisclosed location, and we can't tell you.
Okay.
You're just having some time.
I missed him anyway.
All right. We will.
All right. Thank you very much for your help, guys.
You got it, Joe.
Take care.
Bye. You too. Bye. Bye. So, Marco, how many times have we dealt with folks who have done synchronizations to the OneDrive and found their data gone?
Yeah, it has happened, unfortunately, quite a bit.
Yeah, just because the synchronization didn't go the way you thought it would go. So we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Four lines open for you. We're in the final stretch. Marco Pareto is sitting in for Dennis Halnan this morning, and we want to give him something to do. 860-522-9842 is the number, and everything's been posted over at the Facebook page over the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network. Basically, it's a private group, but just if you want to ask just to join it, just ask. And if you're not a crackpot, we'll let you in. And if you want to follow us on Twitter /X, the new X there, we're at Tab Computer Sys, and all the links get there as well. So Mike G is posting everything as feverishly as he can. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. Marco's sitting in for Dennis, doing a good job. We're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get in line. Also, just so you know, if you didn't know, this show is podcasted, and we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of this program available to you. So if you're looking to fall asleep, we have a couple of guys reach out to me. I was listening to you before I go to bed. We'll put you right to sleep. Subscribe to our podcast. And so basically you go to the Odyssey app or you can go to wherever you get your podcast, except Spotify for some reason. And they're working on it. There's a bug where Spotify doesn't have our podcast, but they're working on it. But you can subscribe to Computer Talk with Tab. And the thing about technology and the answers and the questions that we talk about, you can apply them even going back in time, even though the concepts or will change based on the operating systems, but the overall logic that we try to apply should still hold true. So you could actually listen to older podcasts about Windows 95 and maybe get something out of it, or just cry like we do. Let's go to MJ in New Haven to see what she's got cooking. What's going on, MJ?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I have a theoretical question regarding cell phones.
Okay.
I'm calling you on my cell phone now, so obviously it works just fine. But one of my biggest fears if I go traveling is that I lose or somehow break the cell phone. So if that should happen, I would want to know what steps I would need to follow to get back home, to be made whole again. Obviously, the first thing is I'd have to go get another cell phone.
Yes.
But after that, I don't know. Do I talk to the service provider first? Do I talk to Apple first? What steps should I go through?
That's a great question. And this is a question for most folks. As long as you have your stuff backed up with either Apple or Google, up into the cloud. This is a good use of the cloud, except be wary of what is being backed up from your cell phone to the cloud. We heard about the fappening, right? All the naked nudies getting up there. They didn't realize they were being backed up to the cloud.
I've eliminated those from my backup.
All right, good. make sure you're backed up. Basically, then you'd go to Apple or the iStore or Google, and you just get your new phone, log in, and it would download, technically.
Right. That's exactly what it would happen.
But what about my original phone number? Do I need a new SIM card?
Well, if you still have the phone with you, right, but it broke, you can just take the SIM card out and put it on the new phone. Now, if you lost it, you would need a new SIM card, but it still will be the same number.
Right. And now there's there's eSIMs, MJ. So, like, I don't even have a SIM. So you can have an eSIM and just again migrate it over to another. They're called unlocked phones. If you're with T-Mobile, you're locked to T-Mobile SIM. But there's lots of phones out there now that allow you to be more portable with the services you choose. And if you choose a consumer cellular or some third party, Mint Mobile, all those times, they're more unlocked type services, so you're not locked into a carrier.
So, correct me if I'm wrong. I know the SIM card is the actual item that allows a telephone call to happen. Is the SIM card, does it come into play to get me on the internet as well?
You need the SIM card and the SIM card to get that working. So if you don't have the SIM card, you have no service through the cellular data network. You could still connect through Wi-Fi, but that will be where you will be limited if you didn't have one.
So would the step then be I go get another SIM card or an eSIM card first and then go to Apple to have my backups restored, less than naked bodies, of course?
Yeah, I would say you go to Apple in general. So if you're an Apple customer, they're going to be happy to service you. They do have great service. I give them a hard time, but they do a good job. And so you should be able to take that dead phone, and they should be like, no problem. We'll go ahead and get you cut over to your new Apple device. And I would tell you not to do anything other than that.
If you have Apple Care, I would presume that makes it all the easier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Don't worry.
That's what I did. When I travel, my paranoia level goes like real, real high because I'm always figuring I'm going to lose the wallet or lose the phone. You know, if you lose either one of those, at least for a short time, you're kind of really screwed up.
Yeah.
Uh, because you can't get on the plane, you can't rent a car, etc. So, I mean, without the wallet. But all right, you answered my question. Thank you.
Sounds good, MJ.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
I think maybe digitally this is going to happen because he's right, right? We have this physical ID. But wouldn't it be nice? And I know people do this, and I don't think it really helps. They take pictures of their license, assuming that might be looked at as real. And I know it's not yet, but wouldn't it be nice to digitize that into like a Google wallet or something like that could be utilized as your actual ID, so you wouldn't have to worry about losing your wallet and not even have to carry a wallet anymore? You wouldn't have to carry a wallet anymore if you just had the phone, right?
Right. I guess we're starting to go at that route of, what was it, Minority Report? That people just got their eye scanned.
That's coming. Oh, yeah. That's creepy, though, too. So, yeah, I would love those days where I could actually get rid of my wallet. Who wants to sit on this thing? It messes up your back, you know. Remember George Costanza and his wallet?
Yep. Exactly right. That's why I don't put it in there anymore, because it's just like I've been having back problems, and I'm wondering if some of that is that.
It's your wallet. It could be. So, we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Four lines wide open. Feel free to get online. We got to give Marco a hard time. Come on, he's only been here. This is only his second time here. He's having too easy of a day. 860-522-9842 is the number, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast or download the Odyssey app. Actually, the other thing, too, is you can listen to us on 96.5 HD2 if you have an HD tuner in your car. We actually sound a whole lot different than on an AM radio station. So if your car supports HD, you can go ahead and put us in 96.5 HD2, and you're going to be like, who are these guys? Because the sound is pure FM compressed. It's not the AM non-stereo type system. It's a whole different radio system. So if you do have HD in your car, check us out there on 96.5 HD2. And all, of course, stick it. You can leave it there for the whole time. Listen to you're listening to Brian and the company in the morning. You're going to be like, who's this guy? I used to think Ray Dunaway sounded like Optimus Prime when he was doing his show, when you listen to him on 96.5 HD2. So we're going to step out for a quick break. Get online, guys. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, we are back in the final stretch. Again, four lines open for you guys, 860-522-9842. Marco and I are here to help you out. But I was noticing this, so Gemini, which is Google's AI, is now going to offer some level of an incognito mode style approach so that when you are putting in your chats, you can tell it not to remember them. But by default, it will remember them.
The funny thing with that is it's incognito, and that is being said very loosely, because how you can trust that it's incognito? That's just like saying, hey, this is me, but I'm going to put the funny glasses with the
mustache
and the big nose and,
or Clark Kent.
And then the hat and say, hey, I'm incognito.
Right.
It's still the same.
It's still the same thing. You're right. I wouldn't trust this to be secure or what have you. So, I mean, the idea that your stuff that you're putting into AI. So, for some reason, people just think that it's gone when you put it in there. So, some people are just, they're pouring their lives, their hearts out to this AI. And would you be okay with it being searched and referenced? And I mean, I don't, again, you use AI differently, pretty basically, I do too, but some people are like using it as a therapist and, or, you know, who knows what other, you know, you get true crime type of stuff. I can't imagine the stuff we're going to find out from AI spitting back. Yeah. Bob was figuring out what you do with antifreeze or what you do. I mean, it's right there in the AI. And the AI could probably, instead of having to look at your search history, the officer would simply go, AI, can you please tell me what they were searching? And it'll just tell you.
Yep.
Without even going to the machine.
This is going to make it to Forensic Files one day. I love that show, by the way.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I haven't watched that one. But we watch a lot of Dateline, and it's usually the husband or the wife.
Well, that's kind of Forensic Files too, but I always kid around with people. I said, they're just teaching me how to be the perfect killer.
Right. That's all you want. So we'll see what goes on with these chats. But I really think people are going to be upset to find out that a lot of their stuff has been categorized, trained, and kept under their account as AI has been developing. And they might be upset to find out that more is there than you would think, and it's available for folks to search, and that's going to, I think it's going to be a big problem, but what do I know? Did you want to bring anything else up, Marco?
Well, I guess this was something that you guys talked about maybe in the past, but it was news to me.
Yeah.
And it's there was a breach back in July in terms of the United States federal court in terms of the anything in terms of electronic case filing systems. So that is kind of scary, right? You know, now that you have all the stuff that, yes, a lot of that could be public records, but there are other things that they're not public records, and that somehow even our government is unable to protect is kind of scary.
Even our government? Come on, Marco. Have you heard our show?
Hey, I'm staying in the positive side here, right?
I mean, we've talked about the DMV in Connecticut having these audits that happen on a regular basis. And like year after year after year, that was being told, I mean, by the time it became 40, hey, this is some old stuff and you should fix it. And they never even had a DR plan. And then they put the new system in and then they did the review and the new system didn't have a DR plan. So the government, I wouldn't hold your breath. In this case, this attack actually was by Russian hackers.
Right.
So the Russians are interested in what's going on in our federal courts. Of course, what are they going to do, right? They're going to use that as they're going to try to blackmail people and go out and things that could be sealed are not sealed,
right?
Because of these types of attacks. So it's I guess they're this is another issue, right? This is why CISA came into play in 2018. I think under the Trump administration, they actually put in CISA, which is out there to try to improve our cybersecurity. And they're actually more focused on helping businesses do it. But I do suspect they also look inward. But clearly, with some of the stuff that we've been talking about, where ProPublica just broke the story where they're using digital escorts to have literally Chinese engineers work on GCC high government stuff through these digital escorts. You can't make that up, Marco.
Yeah, that's quite a scary right there.
May as well have Russians do it. Because you can't seem to find any kind of local IT people to actually work on these things. So it is, to me, it's not surprising that the federal judiciary would have some sort of cyber attack. We all need to be more vigilant. And again, with the thing we talked about earlier in the show, the EDR stuff that's out there that's going to be defeated, you need to make sure you put in the proper securities, two-factor authentication, account lockouts. You need to put in EDR, MDR technology, web defense technology, email defense technology, security awareness training, vulnerability scanning, firewalls that are up to date and protected. You know, it's a lot.
Right.
And then train your users are the biggest problem.
Yeah. The end user tends to be more the problem. I mean, that is kind of the scary part. And a lot of those attacks have become very sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer the, hey, I'm the prince for Nigeria. You know, I got $50 million for you. Right. It really has become very crafty the way that they do these messages. And it's not just through computers. It's even through cell phones with text messages and stuff like that. Becky, my girlfriend, she received a text message. We live in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked very legitimate. And it was something in regards to that we had, she had a past due, registration fee or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it said that it was from the Massachusetts, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, mm-hmm. the DMB. So that is what caught my attention because it was like, Massachusetts is not called the DMB. It's actually called the RMB.
Oh, okay. So when you said DMB, I almost wanted to give you a hard time because you were saying V the wrong way, but I didn't do it. I said, right. No, he means B.
No. V. So it's, you know, so that I was like, okay, that is a problem right there because, I mean, it does look legitimate and all that stuff. Yeah, we understand that at this point, not a lot of companies send you text messages. But as we continue to evolve through the technology, everything seems to be digitalized. Everything seems to be with phones, right?
Right.
You know, pretty much, can you print a boarding pass for your plane? Yeah, you can, but most of the time people are just using an app.
Yes.
So we have become more and more reliant on technology, and that's what they're exploiting the end user in that sense. To gain access to a lot of networks and, you know, information that they shouldn't be getting.
Now, when you guys took a look at that, did you go into the link to see what it was or you just delete it?
No, we just deleted it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best advice. Any company out there, and that's the problem too. The companies also, they kind of condition us to, oh, wait a minute, texting is valid, but then texting's not valid. Like, you know, you've got EasyPass, right, telling you, oh, we've replenished your account. Well, gee, thanks. Then again, you ask yourself, well, was that legitimate? Wasn't legitimate? People are getting texts from EasyPass saying, if you don't pay this back fee here, you're going to have your license plates confiscated or whatever they're going to say you're going to do. So they start to try to, you know, play on the fact that they've already conditioned you to look at the text, look at these emails. So we really need to get around or getting away from texting and emailing and have it happen within the app itself. I would rather see a little notification on the app that you had to specifically go into rather than having it come from the outside.
Right.
You have the app on your phone most likely.
Right. I agree with that.
So I recently received a phish at work about an invoice. Of course, it's a invoice about It was a QuickBooks invoice. And thank you for your payment of 700 and some odd. I'm like, oh, I didn't buy anything. But they want me to click on that to see what this is all about. And most likely then the payload would have been attempted to be loaded at Tab.
Right.
Right? And then I would have been in trouble. I wouldn't even be sitting here if that happened. Right? Those guys at Tab are tough. I mean, you screw up once, you're out of there. But they are all trying to go after you. So be very vigilant. I do appreciate you guys joining us on this Saturday morning. I want to thank Mike G for posting what he could. I want to thank Marco Pareto for sitting in for Dennis Halnan. We do appreciate it.
It was great to be here.
Awesome. I want to thank Carolyn for producing, as always. Everything was posted. We'll be posted over at computertalkwithtab.com when we get a chance to do it. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.